Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Elizabeth Lindsay, who is a creative soul whose life journey and passion has evolved into helping others empower themselves. Elizabeth has the innate ability to tune in and tap into your spirit guides and your energy to offer clear, concise answers and tools that give you a fresh perspective as well as raise your vibration. Elizabeth's goal is to always help you get unstuck, move forward, and leave her company feeling confident in the knowing that you are honoring yourself and your soul's growth. Be it a need for clearing a vibrational blockage, a quick answer, or an in-depth dive into the realms of possibilities, she will guide you into your personal power and strength. As the creator of the Angel with an Edge movement, Elizabeth has built a tribe of flawsome, awesome with flaws, people who take life by the balls, in this case, a pair of wings, with no apologies. After losing her mother and two aunts to breast cancer, she recently survived a major medical crisis, and her entire life was transformed. She experienced the first of many miracles and had a huge reawakening and renaissance to her natural intuitive abilities. Figuring she survived a 54-pound contained cancerous tumor for a reason, she decided to take the wake-up call from Spirit, who literally pushed her out of the artistic closet. Elizabeth keeps the all in the deal while writing a book, guiding people on 12 Listen, and having a weekly inspirational show on 12 Radio. She believes we are all angels here on Earth and that we are roughly 80% good and 20% rotten. She says, feel free to pick your own ratio. And so with that said, obviously Elizabeth has got a marvelous sense of humor, and I welcome her. Elizabeth, how are you tonight? Elizabeth, can you hear me? Well, that is very odd. Let me try something here for just a moment.
Elizabeth, hello.
Oh, you were muted. Oh, hello there. How are you?
Hi, David. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it. Did you have a good tour?
Yes, very nice. How about you?
Yes, very good. Yeah. I still have all my digits and all my pets are home, so I'm happy.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I went out to the family camp, which is on one of the Finger Lakes, and I left the pets at home because they don't like fireworks, and there were a lot of those.
Yep. Got to take care of the critters.
Well, absolutely. Speaking of fireworks, anything dynamic going on in your life these days since we last talked?
Dynamic? I don't know. You know, I'm going to not tell all my secrets on the second show.
I hear
actually,
you.
I'm in a bit of a sabbatical and traveling with family through the West for a couple of weeks and looking forward to that. I don't get a lot of time off, so soon as I finish the show, it's kind of my cutoff point for, you know, getting some downtime. So I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. With that said, should we put out your contact information?
Sure, absolutely. The best way to find me is on my website, angelwithanedge.com, or you can contact my business phone line, which is 303-349-5151. And I think that's about it.
Sounds good.
Easy peasy.
Well, I've got one of my pets acting up a little bit. I just wanted to let the callers know Elizabeth has one request from you. When you come on the line, say your name three times and then just give her the month and day of your birth. And Elizabeth, what kinds of things do you help people with when you work with them over the web or over the telephone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I do a lot of things, David, actually. I mean, I definitely am clairvoyant. I have a lot of the clairs, but clairvoyancy is my biggest thing. I talk to guides. I do energy clearings, and I do vibrational boosts, but that, of course, takes longer. So tonight, probably I would just be focusing on questions and giving a clear, concise answer as quickly as I can, because I know you have a lot of callers. The thing is, people may or may not be familiar, but every reader works differently. For me, everything is shown to me in metaphors. So sometimes I ask questions and people are like, why is she asking me that? Because I'll get an image in my head. It's kind of like, you know, having seven puzzle pieces and putting them together on the board. There's, you know, it's not a straight line. Sometimes people think readers and clairvoyant people just know everything. We don't, it's not like that. We get bits of information. I get images, and then it's up to me to decipher what those images mean. So it's really a partnership.
Very good. I also want to let the callers know that when you ask a question, only ask one question. We want to try to be respectful of the other callers that are in the queue. We probably won't get to everybody. The secret is to call in as close to the 15-minute prior to start a show mark, and that's how you will be guaranteed a spot in the queue. The phone lines open up at 7:15 before my 7:30 show, so you can dial in right then. And I had five people pop up on the screen all at once, and there are several more of you out there. And I think with that said, why don't we go to the phone lines, because they're still calling in, Elizabeth. Are you okay with that?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. I've talked with a few of the callers, and the first caller's name is Kimberly. And Kimberly, I trust you'll remember the directions. You're live.
Yep. Hi. My birthday is November 5th.
And say your name three times, hon.
Oh, Kimberly, Kimberly, Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly. Good night. Good evening. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Did you have a specific question for me?
Yeah, it has to do with my career. I've switched from teaching in the classroom, and I'm looking for something outside. And just navigating on what really is while I'm here on Earth.
Well, that's a really big question to answer in 3 minutes. But
okay, well.
But I have good news for you. The first thing I see is that you have spent a lot of time trying to get really clear on what you're going to do. And I see that you are a very spiritual human being. And like I say, that word's kind of overused a lot. Oh, you're really spiritual. But some people dive into it and they use their gifts, or they try it. They're intrigued by their gifts and they want to know more. You're one of those people. So it's like you have a desire to do more than you're doing now, and you also have a desire to help. And you are a natural born teacher, but you feel like your skills have not been utilized, and I feel like you're a little burnt out with what you were doing. The good news is that you are moving in a direction where things are going to really improve for you. They're going to move in the right direction. You're going to get some kind of promotion. So for me to tell you what that's going to be, we would have to sit down for, you know, a session. But I do feel that what you're going to do is moving you in the right direction, and it's going to repeat itself. So you're either going to be freelance, or you're going to work for maybe more than one company or corporation. It's not really a corporation. I don't see corporation, but I do see you having affiliation with two different types of, I'm trying to think of the word that I'm looking for, like a collaboration. So I think one of these may be personal, where you start it on your own and do it on the side, and then you may get a job with something that may surprise you. The thing is, right now, you are completing a 9-year cycle. So think of your life in decades. You know how when you're in your teenage years, life is very, very different than when you're in your 30s. So every decade of our lives has a different theme and a different feel to it. You are wrapping up a 9-year cycle. So what's going to happen for you is you're going to start feeling a lot more movement and energy and freedom and ideas and opportunities coming in for you and through September, October, November. By the time you get into next year, things are really going to open up for you, and you're going to look back and you'll feel pretty pleased with how everything kind of wrapped up.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, that seems like a nice reading, Kimberly. I liked it.
Yes, me too.
Call us back and let us know how it works out.
Oh, I will.
Absolutely, Kimberly. All right. Well, take good care. I will. Would love to have you back on the show again, Elizabeth, and we can talk about that later.
Sure.
Kimberly, good night, and God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Good night.
Thank
Good night.
You. Okay, the studio's, it's coming along. Our next caller can announce herself 3 times. Go ahead, caller. And it's
My
Wendy.
My name is Wendy. My name is Wendy. 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 And my 67th birthday is tomorrow, July the 6th.
Oh, okay. You're a July 6th baby. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just give me a second. Okay, so Wendy, I love your name. I think that's such a wonderful name. I've heard rumors that it came from Peter Pan, but then there's people who say, no, I had my name Wendy before Peter Pan. You have any theories on that?
My mother, my beloved mother, told me she named me from Wendy and Peter Pan.
See, I knew it. I felt it. I could feel it. What's your question, Wendy?
Well, I'm on state disability right now because of a rear-end collision in a yellow cab on March the 9th.
Oh,
but there's been a blessing in disguise.
That.
Oh, thank you. There's been a blessing in disguise because of my disability. From the state, it's helped me to hold off on starting my Social Security. And every month I wait, it goes up around $12. So I want to delay starting my Social Security as long as possible. I know that probably my doctor will approve me off through perhaps January of next year, maybe early February, and then possibly I'll be going back to work. But when do you see me starting to draw my Social Security? How far off will that be? I hope it's quite a while.
Okay, let me tune into that.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting probably, I'm feeling honestly, if I look at this, it's funny because I'm getting two different messages, because I think there's something that's going to come up for you that you're going to be surprised about that you didn't see showing up that's going to please you. And this has to do something with a windfall with some kind of money. So that's the first message I'm getting. I don't think it's a ton of money, but I think it's a nice little lump sum, like a little tiny bit of treasure you weren't counting on. And then I do feel that it will probably be, I'm going to say February or March of 2019 is when I believe that you will probably be getting your Social Security. But when I do probable, when I say future, I always say probable. And that's not because it's not that I doubt what I see. It's because there's so many variables and so many other people, situations, and circumstances involved in that. So I will tell you that my best bet would be February or March of 2019.
That makes sense. And I know what you were probably saying about the money. I have an injury attorney, and that might be a settlement.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a little nest egg out of that.
Well, that's nice, and I have compassion for the man who hit us. I really do. Everybody's human.
You're not in pain, Wendy?
I am in chronic pain from the injury because it aggravated an old broken back from many years ago, and I'm back to using a walker, but I'm in treatment. And I cannot work right now. I've kept in close contact with my employer. Mm-hmm. So
I do feel that you are going to feel better as well. I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose health. But I do see you moving, and I see action. And I see you being very active physically. So I would be very surprised that you would be able to do that if you have chronic back pain. I'm not saying it's going to go away entirely, but I feel like your situation will improve a lot.
Okay.
And Wendy, we're going to need to move on, but thank you for calling. That sounds like a very positive reading for you, too.
Yes, it does. Thank you. God bless you.
Good luck, Wendy.
God bless you.
God bless.
Okay. Moving on, our next caller is Donna. And Donna, you are live.
Thank you, Dave. Hi. Do you want my birthday?
Yes, I would just like the day and the month.
Okay, April 22nd.
Perfect.
And repeat your name three times.
Yeah.
Okay, Donna, Donna, Donna.
Yay. All right, Miss Donna, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know finances to get better and maybe if I'm going to meet someone because I've been alone now for quite a while.
Okay, well, I can only answer one question, so you're going to have to pick either.
The one about meeting someone, please.
That's what you want to know. Okay, so let me look into that. Well, the first thing that I'm getting is that you will have some luck and opportunities with that happening, but there is some kind of blockage, and I don't know if it's that what I'm being shown is that you – I don't know. They're telling me that you kind of almost, are you getting out there? Are you getting out there? Are you making this a priority?
Yeah.
Because you are? You feel like you're actively doing that? Okay.
Yeah, go out with a girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, going out with the girlfriends, men are intimidated to go out and approach
women.
Well,
just one girl.
Yeah, one girl, three girls. But really what I'm saying to you is that you need to, like, actively pursue this, like, as a part-time job. So, like, if you're deciding, I'm ready, I want to meet a man, I'm ready to meet a man, I want to be with a man, then you're going to have to plan for that man to come. So you have to make yourself available. And this is kind of a little bit of tough love, but it's like you have to imagine, like, making a space for him in your living situation. You have to go on some kind of dating site. I'm not saying you have to invest a lot of money or, You did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I went on three. Yeah.
Okay, so what they're saying is those weren't the right ones. Maybe you need to do something that's a little more community-oriented, where it's not like typical standard dating, like a mix-up or a meet-up. Because what they're saying, what I'm getting is that you need to be kind of going out there alone, make yourself approachable, and be comfortable in the environment where you are. So maybe it's not dating, you know, like eHarmony or whatever. I don't even know anymore. I've been married so long, I don't even know what the sites are. But what I'm saying is that you need to make yourself available and make it a mission. Because I know I get the eye roll. I can feel the eye roll. It's like, I know, I've been there. I've done that. I've tried that. Try new avenues, because there is somebody out there for you. You just need to have like that magic moment, you know, right place, right time, right person. You will run into him, but you have to make it a part-time job. Sad but true. Sometimes we got to put extra effort into what we really want.
Yeah, okay.
Right, I'm sorry, plugging along. I know. Plugging along, and make sure that you're keeping your heart space open, and that you've really healed that past stuff, because you've got some past stuff there, just a little bit of a residual stuff. Clear that out, you know, and just make sure that that's done, locked, sealed away in the vault, and you'll be good to go.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thanks for calling,
Have
Donna.
Have a good evening. Good luck.
Thank
you,
Dave.
Yep.
Bye.
Good night,
hon. So, yeah, I try not to I don't blow smoke up anybody's butt. You know, I'm a very realistic reader. So, like, everything was so positive, and then we hit one of those lulls, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, sometimes you just have to do that extra work. And dating is it's a hard time right now, David, out there in the world, so making yourself vulnerable and wanting to be out there and meet people, it's hard to do when we're all feeling like we want to stay in our little nest a little. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And, you know, of the questions that are most prominent, that's toward the top of the list, that and career. And I think you gave I've never heard somebody put it the way you did about making it a part-time job. That makes sense.
Right.
It really does. If you're looking for a new job, you have to spend a lot of time at it. And so why wouldn't that make sense for dating as well?
It's the same with everything. Everything is about intention. If you want to get fit, if you want to get in better physical shape, it's the intention you put behind it. Or if you want to, you know, reduce your backside, you know, whatever it is, if you want to date and find the one, you have to really put your intention behind it. And usually
with
it's
action,
a little block
following it, right?
Sweet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Laura's our next caller. And Laura, would you state your name three times and then the month and day of birth, please? Laura, are you muted? We'll give you a minute to double check that. Laura? All right, I will try coming back to you. I don't know what the problem is, because I did talk to her already, obviously. I had her name. Okay, this
Perfect.
Is Valerie. And Valerie, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. Your name three times, followed by month and day of birth.
Okay, Valerie, 525.
Awesome, Valerie. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really happy to be here. So what's going on? How can I help you?
Okay, do you see me either working with the pediatric population or the adults? I applied for both.
Okay, so when I get an either-or question, pediatrics and then adults, is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
Okay, give me a second, please. I just need to tap in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like you're going to do much better with the adults. And the reason being is feel that you are going to, there's an opportunity that's going to open up for you. And you're currently working now?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay, so did you just finish some kind of education or some kind of advanced training? Is that?
No, I haven't. Except for
okay.
just on the internet doing updates and things.
Okay, because what they're showing me is that you've been editing and tweaking and educating yourself, or there's something where you've been learning about something around what you desire. Sarah, which one is the one that you desire the more than, do you, like when I say, what, you know, here's your left hand, here's your purple stone, here's your right hand, here's your red stone, which color do you want?
Okay, what I desire is a part-time position. And
okay.
Like 3 days a week, working
mm-hmm.
with adults or the pediatric population, but I don't know. I guess
well, you
if
said
you
adults first.
Yeah. If you
well,
adults,
I feel that it's, yeah. And would this be nighttime work or only daytime? Because I'm feeling this is only daytime.
Yeah, it would be daytime.
Okay, because I'm not feeling evening. I definitely feel that you're going to, the maturity of the adult is going to be much easier for you. And it's, I feel like the other will be okay. It's not that you can't do it, but you're not going to have as much patience for it. And it's not going to be as fulfilling for you. And I know you want part-time, but it could evolve into more than you might imagine. And if it does, that is only because you want that, okay? So just take
okay.
that with a grain of salt, because if you wanted more hours, yeah, you could do that. So if
yeah,
that happens, it's not like you'd be forced into it. You want to know a time, right?
No, what I've been seeing is with the adult population, it's been mostly full time.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like there's might be an opportunity that shows up that there will be more hours than 3 days a week. But I think that at least in the beginning, you may be very pleased with it, and that there, you know, all things can be worked around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you
yeah.
might work 4 days a week and then have four off, or work, you know,
yeah,
I don't know what the Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the semantics are, but yes, sweetheart, I think that that will work out well for you. Yes.
And do you see when it's coming? Do you get a time?
Do
frame?
I see when it's coming? See, I knew you were going to ask me that. I'm gonna. I could come. I'm not kidding you. It could come pretty quick. So it's either going to come this month or it's going to come in right at the very beginning of September. So I feel like it's going to come, it could come like out of the blue, maybe in a week, or it's going to be September.
September?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, absolutely. My pleasure. Good luck.
And thank you, David. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Valerie. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay. Good night. We'll try Laura one more time. Laura, can
hey.
You hear me? There you are.
Yeah,
would you say your name three times and your birthday?
Laura, October 1st, 63.
Okay, and you are saying L-A-U-R-A, is that correct?
No, it's L-O-R-A.
Okay, L-O-R-A, because I got, my guide said, no, that's not right when I wrote it down. And I'm like, what? So sometimes they do that, you know, it's funny how that goes. Okay, Laura, that's the unusual way of spelling Laura, and how can I help you?
Okay, so I've been looking for a job, and I have a, it's been a long time, but I have a phone
mm-hmm.
interview scheduled for next week on July 10th. And I
okay.
wondered if you see me getting that particular job. It's a term contract to fill in for somebody going out on maternity leave.
Okay, so this is July 10th.
Right.
Okay. Okay, do you know if your interview is with a gentleman?
No, it's supposed to be with a woman.
Okay, that's fine. So my answer to you is yes, I do feel that you will get this job. I feel pretty strongly about it. It does feel good to me, and it could actually turn into something else. So I know it's a short-term contract, and you said she's on maternity leave. Is that correct, or going on maternity leave?
Yeah, the person I'm filling in for is going to be going mm-hmm. on maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be reporting to a female yeah. boss. Yeah,
okay, that's fine. But I feel like this female boss has real masculine energy or just a real go-getter, or there's something, usually when they show me male, it just means that they're just a little more masculine than feminine. It doesn't mean that they have a mustache. It's just the way,
but,
you know,
I get
we all
better
have...
with women, like strong women like that. I get along really
you
well
do?
With them. Yeah,
well,
I do.
Fantastic. Well, there's something about this person that's key to you getting this situation. And do not be surprised if it expands into something else, meaning I know you might feel like it's limited because it's just for a while this woman's on leave, but they may like how you work and it could expand into something else or a different department or I don't know. I'm not getting details. All I'm being shown is that it will expand in a way that will please you.
Oh, wow. That would be wonderful. And
yeah.
That's how I get to our drive. So if that became permanent, I would want to move up that way because it's a two-hour drive one way.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about that. I can tell you that it feels to me that it would be somewhat long lasting, longer than you think, longer than you imagine, and it would repeat somehow. So I don't know if that means a promotion. I really do hope that you will call in to David and, you know, let him know either way. You know, I'm not always 100% right, just like everybody else, but you know, if you want to follow up and let us know how it turns out, that would be great.
I will, Elizabeth. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'm
thank
rooting
you.
For you. Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate
my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, too, David. Thank you.
You're welcome, Laura. God bless, hon.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Our next caller is Barb, and I am now bringing her live. And, Barb, you know the ground rules, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Barbara, 220.
Oh, my goodness. I love your energy, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Barbara. Does anybody call you Bab?
Yeah, well, they don't live too long much after that.
I know, because what they showed me is people like to call me, hey, Liz. And when you call me Liz, all you do is annoy me. don't call me Liz. You know, ask. You want to abbreviate my name, ask me what it is, but don't call me Liz. And they showed me that. I was like, Babs or Bob, I don't know. That was like, don't call her that. Okay. So, Barbara, what is your question, darling?
My question is regarding career.
Okay.
Regarding a, you know, full-time position in creating my own business.
Okay, now hold on. That's two different questions.
Well, but I guess.
Okay, I just want to be clear because the clearer I am, the better I can answer you.
Sure.
Well, tell me a little more.
Let's focus on the my own business.
Okay, so you want to start your own business and you have a plan for this? You've planned it out, you thought it through, or is this something that you're still thinking about? Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I will, maybe I can't. What is it?
No, it's a thought out plan for sure. I don't do anything
okay.
that's not thought out. I always
okay.
have purpose in mind.
Okay.
But
well, maybe
I want to
two different. Choices you presented with because you said you wanted to get a job. So That's
well,
what I thought.
Well, I really want to have a career. I want to have a career that takes off, that I don't have to worry about, you know,
right,
finances.
Well, Barbara, you know, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to tell you, you know, like overnight success takes 25 years. So when you work for yourself, that's a lot of work you got ahead of you, okay? So either way, you're going to have a lot of work, girl, okay?
Right.
I'm sorry. It's the truth.
I'm not afraid of work.
Good. So as long as you're willing to put that in, let me take a look. Now, we're going to look, I need to look at you working by yourself, starting your company. You don't have to tell me anything about what it is, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to look at that first. And the first thing I can tell you is that it is definitely something like what? You are a determined woman. When you make up your mind, you are definitely determined. And like I said, there will be a lot of hard work involved. And there may be something with the finances where you're going to need some kind of backing or a loan, or it could even be something as simple as a line of credit. Okay, do you know how a line of credit works?
I absolutely do.
Okay, perfect. So this, what I'm seeing is that you may need a cushion, or you may need to tap into your savings and have a cushion for some time before you're going to start seeing yourself becoming financially free, okay? That,
uh-huh.
I'm not trying to sound defeated at all, because I think that what you want to do is absolutely, completely doable, okay? Do you want to tell me a tiny bit about what you want to do?
Animal communication.
Okay, fantastic. All right, now, do you have guinea pigs that you work on? And when I mean guinea pigs, I mean like literal guinea pigs and like friends who have pets that you can work with. Are you doing that?
Anybody that approaches me in my surrounding area knows who
mm-hmm.
I am, and I know their
mm-hmm.
pooch.
Okay. And so are you, okay, are you already having clients that you are charging money for?
No, I haven't done that yet. I really
okay,
wanted
to
hone on and work with
that.
Themselves first.
Okay, you need to start charging for your readings, even if it's a nominal fee, and here's why I'm going to tell you. Because everything is a mutual benefit. Okay, so just like you know that malarkey that you hear about readers, like, oh, if it's Reiki and it's your gift and you can be a healer, you shouldn't charge for that. Throw that malarkey out the window, because one, you've trained for it. Two, you know how to do what you're going to do. You've dived into it, and your integrity and your intention are right there. So if you offer somebody something and they're not paying you, even if it's a, you know, minuscule amount, it has to be mutual benefit for them to receive it and for it to be honored, okay? So
okay.
The first thing I want to tell you is that you definitely need to start charging people money for your readings, and you need to put yourself out there in a way, like have a reading night or go to the veterinarians or go to whatever works for you, where you can maybe have like six people with their animals and I don't know, like have a party, like an animal party, and start doing it that way. And you're going to build up. You're absolutely going to build up. I don't see any problem with any of that happening. And I do see like cash flow in the middle. And I see, I actually see little animals. I see little birds. I see dogs. I see all kinds of stuff. And you're going to have some choices around it. So I think you should explore as much as you can. And they're telling me that you're very personal with people. And so you have a good quality where you can calm people if they're worried about their animals. You can make them feel safe very quickly. And that's key to it. Even though you're communicating with the animals, of course, you're going to be dealing with humans like we all are. And they're telling me that you'll be very good with that.
Well, that's good, because I usually am pretty good with people and communicating with them.
Yeah, and that's really important in your work. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to have to do that. And you're going to have a lot of, like what I do, you're going to have puzzle pieces, and then you're going to have to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I'm going to say is practice as much as you can and charge them a small fee. Start getting comfortable with having those transactions. That's really going to help you.
Yeah,
to build your reputation.
That's hard for me, you know, and I don't know how to ever, you know, that is, I think, my biggest hurdle.
Yes, I know. I see that. That's why I'm telling you, sweetheart. So
yeah. You
need to start small and, you know, ask a couple people that you trust and start with, $15, you know, you can start with $15 and you get 20 minutes with me and you can even set it up like I am, you know, offering my fee instead of it being $50, it's going to be $15 because I'm creating data and what do you call that in the computer, spreadsheet. And I'm collecting data on, you know, when I see this sign, it means this for pain or it means this for joy or whatever. And tell people that you're experimenting to make sure you can be the best reader you can be. And then that way they feel like they're part of building you up. They're not getting charged so much. And you are building yourself up and building your little, you know, we don't have a 101 mediumship or communication with animals for dummies, you know. This is something you're going to have to dive into and learn your own signals. So, yes, start small so you don't feel like you're asking for too much, but it's essential that you ask for money.
I know. I'll have
yeah,
to pray
that's
about
your
that and work.
Yeah. Well, sweetheart, that's the best information I can give you right now at this time.
Thank you very, very much for your time, and I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're
all
welcome,
right.
Barb.
Good
you take good care. Okay,
so.
Good night. All right, our next caller is Tim. And Tim, would you state your name 3 times and your birthday?
Sure. My name is Timothy. My birthday is May 30th.
All right, we finally got a boy. It's always exciting when we get a boy because everybody's a girl. So I appreciate you calling us in, Timothy. And how can I help you?
Oh, sure. I just had my one question is if you see an increase in finances by way of a new job opportunity coming soon. I've been trying to tap into spirit for some direction, kind of talk to my guides.
Okay, so you're looking for like an increase in finances or completely what they're showing me is completely new finances.
Completely new finances, a new job with
okay,
new people.
Okay, that's what I got. Completely new finances. Yeah. Okay. Let me. All right. Well, I definitely have like things coming in. I have movement. I have action. It's something that you're going to have to kind of commit a little more than you might have imagined that you would have to. But there's a commitment on your part to this, and I don't know if that means a contract. It's not really clear to me. I know your question is about this, but I'm getting this big message for you that you actually really need to okay, I know you're talking to spirit, but they're telling me that you have a hard time getting quiet and getting So what I'm hearing for you, and this is something I recommend to so many people, and they roll their eyes and they think that's not going to do anything. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. But I've been doing it for 5 years, and it changed my life. I want you to go stand outside and stand on the dirt or the grass or in the park, lean against a tree, and just say, thank you, Mother Earth, for letting me release what no longer belongs to me. That's it. You're not going to hear angels weep. You're not going to see the Red Sea part. You're just going to get grounded. And what's going to happen is that Gaia Earth energy is going to pull out some of the stuff in your mind. You've got a big, busy mind. It's going to pull some of that out just naturally by itself. If you do that every day, for 2 weeks or 15 minutes, rain, shine, whatever, it's going to create a space for you where you're actually going to hear things from spirit and see things from spirit. They're telling me that you have symbols all the time around you, numbers, billboards, license plates, and there are signs that you might be missing. So if we can get your mind to stop a little bit, these signs are going to come into you and you're going to feel so much more empowered. Does that make sense, Timothy?
Makes perfect sense. Everyone's been telling me to ground. I've been trying to make the time for it to go in Central Park.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's
just staying
no
there
trying.
With my feet
there's no trying.
No trying, no trying. So I'm committed
like
to making
Yoda,
this part of my
know?
Daily routine. I just
Yoda
need you to tell me one more time what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, so, you
I'm
know,
sorry.
It's like you called in to hear yourself talk. But,
okay.
Yeah, honest to God, grounding will be really good for you. As far as the job goes, I do feel like your finances will get better. I do feel you might have to commit a little more than you actually thought you would. There's some kind of legal document or a contract you're going to sign. But the opportunities are going to come in. And the more you can ground and quiet your mind, the more, like I said, the more empowered you will feel. So they are
okay.
Totally linked together.
Sounds great. I can't wait to get started. Starting tonight. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you, Timothy. Good luck to you.
Tim, thanks for calling. Best wishes to you.
Jenny, sit there and relax. I'll be with you.
So New York. This is my hometown, David. New York. So New York.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I grew up in Greenwich Village on Bank Street.
Just sit there and relax. I'll be right back.
Okay. You were done with him, weren't you?
I was, yes. Next
okay.
System.
I didn't know who he was talking to. I assumed it was Kim.
I think he had a child. He had a child.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the callers I have not spoken to.
Okay.
We'll probably get to two more, so folks, hang in there. I'm going to a Skype caller, and you are live. What is your name, please?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melissa, November 3rd.
Hi,
okay,
Melissa.
Melissa, can you spell your name, please?
M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and what is your question?
Okay, my question, and thank you. I want to focus. There is here a white man. He has blue eyes, and I just want to know: do you see him? Like, is he in the process, or is he going to take some action where for people? To live better, you know.
Okay,
so you know.
Oh, can you say that again? I'm not clear on your question. There's a gentleman with light colored eyes, and you want to know what?
Yes, I want to know if he's taking some form of action to take away disturbance and here in the where people live.
Take away the disturbance of where people live.
Yeah, like some there's some disturbance going on here.
Okay.
Some people.
Okay. Your question is very confusing to me, so I'm not really sure how to answer it. I'm going to just dive into this gentleman's energy. And can I have the first initial of this gentleman?
Yes. First letter starts with a B. B as in boy.
B as in boy. I the first thing I get around him is that there is a burden, that this gentleman feels very burdened. He has a lot weighing on his shoulders. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I do feel like this situation that you're talking about has been going on for a while.
Yes.
Okay. And I do feel that there is a happy ending. Or that the situation will improve, but not 100%.
Do you have a time frame, pretty please?
Yeah. If I had to give you a time frame, I would say two. What is today? The 5th? I would say 2 weeks from today, or it would be in September. So it's either 2 weeks or 2 months.
And the last question with this, he's not going to, you don't see him nothing towards me, right?
You know what? I don't even really, I'm not really clear about this situation, but I will tell you that there are, it could go either way. I don't know. I can't answer that for you. It is not, that is not being shown to me, but I do see a choice of two. So I don't know what that means to you, but there's a choice of two here.
A choice of what, man? What does that mean? Tube?
It means that there's, it can go two different ways. A fork in the road. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not determined. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Nice reading. I appreciate
all
it.
Right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa. Okay, we might get to two more. We'll see. We're going to end promptly at 8:30 or just a minute shy. Our next caller is from area code 914. And would you state your name three times, please, and then your birthday?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine, and my birthday is January 6th.
Okay. And what is your question?
I guess my question would be about the specific man that I'm kind of just talking to. And
okay,
I'm just
what
wondering
is the first thing
I
say with this gentleman?
It's also B as in boy, actually.
Okay, that's okay. And do you know his birthday? Do you know the day and month?
No, I know that the month is February.
Okay. And you want to know what? What do you want to know? You want to know if he's thinking about you? You want to know if he's got integrity? You want to know if his intentions are good? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to see if you see anything developing.
Okay, well, I see something about his integrity that I'm not sure. Sweetheart, I feel like this gentleman could be like showing you one side, but there's another side. There's something about his reputation or the way that he's seen in the world, or there's something about it that it just doesn't feel right to me. So my advice to you would be to be careful if you really feel drawn to him. I feel like this is very new. So is this very new?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, because I feel like this is very new, and I do not like the feel of the energy. I feel like there's something secretive, and I think you should be cautious. So better to tread lightly and, not, I wouldn't charge forward and just take what I say for, a grain of salt and see what develops.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Thanks for calling, Christine. God bless. We'll take one more caller, but just to let folks know, the best way to get in touch with Elizabeth, if you want information on her, you can go to angelwithanedge.com, or you can call her at area code 303-349-5151. And our last caller of the day... let's see where you are. Area code 347. You're live. Would you say your name three times and then your birthday?
Keisha, 12/26/76.
12/26, the day after Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and can you spell your name, please?
K-A-S-H-A.
K-A-S-H-A. Okay, well, that's how I thought you spelled it, but I just want to make sure. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I just had a quick question about my job. I got a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I'm outside. I got a new job, And I'm just wondering if it's going to go good or am I going to get something else? It's not, it's with a company I want, but it's not the position I want or the pay I want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like it's kind of like, it's a little shifty to me. Like, it doesn't feel very certain. It feels like, yeah. But the good news is there, like, by any chance, is there, like, a woman there that is, like, a little jealous of you or just difficult to deal with? Not, like, big time, but a little bit?
Well, I haven't even started. So I don't
know. Oh, you haven't even started. Okay. So
no, but
I
that could be my personal life. That could be my personal life with the people I live with.
No, sweetheart, this is about your job. So don't worry, it's not your personal.
Okay.
Life. So I know we all have a snake, right? Okay. So no, this is there's something about this job that's like a little shifty. When I say shifty, I don't mean like not legal or, you know, under the table. I mean, there's something not certain about it. And I feel like there's somebody that you may work with in your job that's a woman that may be a little manipulative or jealous of
I'm
you.
I'm sorry,
or a little
it's
like,
so noisy.
It's like, can you hear me?
God, yes,
can
I can.
Okay.
I can.
So, well, as long as you can hear me. So I feel like you may have someone that you work with that's like a little bit of an ankle biter or jealous or just downright crabby. But but the good news is I feel like you move away from her and you get promoted or you get some kind of promotion or relocated in the company. And you're going to be really happy with that. So,
well, I did apply for the job I really do want. I applied for that, so hopefully they'll eventually call me for that one.
Okay, well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Something like that. So
okay.
Something's going to come from this, and then it's gonna switch. So there may be a moment where you feel like defeated, or oh, hell, that woman didn't know what she was talking about, or this ain't going to work out, blah 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be like, oh, hey, snap, look at that. So.
Okay. Well, you know, in my last job, I had a lady like that. My last job, I had a lady like that. I don't know about this position yet until I get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just beware. Just beware. Things are shifting.
Okay.
And at the end, you're going to land on your feet, and I think you'll be happy. And I think you'll be happy with the money, too.
Okay. Eventually.
Yeah, I do. I don't
think
it's going to be that long.
Okay.
Well, good luck
all right.
to you.
Thank
Lisa.
You. Thank you both. Have a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Thank you both for you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Keisha. God bless. All right. Well, we got to most of the people, and for those that are still on the line, thank you for your support and for listening tonight. And please do get in touch with Elizabeth at elizabethwithanedge.com. And Elizabeth,
Angel with an edge.
Angel with an edge. Thank you.
Angelwithanedge.com, yeah.
Great. Did I say it the wrong way the last time?
No, you said Elizabeth with an edge, which is fine because I have a total edge. That's where it came from.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah.
Okay,
well,
Angel with
so
an
much.
Edge. Thank you. And I will be in touch with you. How long are you on vacation for?
Well, I come back to my own radio show the last Wednesday of the month. So when I think that's the 23rd. I'm not sure. I don't know. But, yeah, the last Wednesday of the month. So a couple of
Okay.
Weeks.
Well, I'll be in touch with you at the end of the month to line up another show date, if that sounds okay.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, I enjoy doing speed readings like this, but it's just a flavoring of what I do.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you. And so with that said, we'll come to a close. Let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.